Historical movements, wars, and disasters have created signature sounds in music. I'm thinking freedom songs like We Shall Overcome or Baltimore by Prince. And now, with California in its fourth year of drought, songs about that crisis are starting to emerge. Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
Alex Masters is a 20-something Nashville-based pop country singer who wrote her song Drought after having a tough 2012.
The song Drought came from a personal drought that I was having, questioning kind of everything in my life. What am I doing? Just feeling dried up somewhat as a person.
Masters came to California to record her music video for the song at the Salton Sea in the Coachella Valley, where the effects of drought were evident. Dry ground, a parched lake, and dead fish. Masters isn't the only artist creating music inspired by the drought in California.
The story of the song is a father calling his son and saying, things aren't looking good, the well's running out of water.
Daddy called this morning, said the neighbor's well went dry. By the way, your pump's been running, I'm afraid we're next in line.
In response to the ill report from Costa's father's corn and cotton farm in California's Central Valley, Joseph Costa and Martina Otterbeck of the band Terrabella wrote the song Drought. Costa and Otterbeck are from Central California and now create country music in Nashville.
Here I stand, shoveling my hand, kicking and cussing the dust. The only rain we get don't even get our clothes wet. It's enough to get our hopes.
Because of this historic drought, drying wells on farms and private homes in Central California are commonplace. But in Southern California, conversation about the slow disaster sounds different. Take the heavy rock band Deep Valley.
This song is called Drought.
Julie Edwards and Lindsay Troy have performed around the globe at festivals with groups like Iggy Pop. They wrote their song Drought in 2012, reflecting on life in the San Fernando Valley. Julie Edwards remembers hot summers, popsicles, sprinklers, and drought ads on billboards.
We took the backdrop of a drought rather than focus on the restrictions of it. We wanted to play with it. But we were making kind of a sultry, swampy, hot, sweaty, sexy song.
Perhaps the most recent drought song created is by Dr. Benjamin Boone in Fresno, California. Earlier this year, Boone, a composer and professor at Fresno State, was commissioned to create a symphony.
There were clouds between him and the stars. Not ordinary clouds, but dark and gloomy. And if rain had begun to fall, he said, could be black.
He decided to weave a narrative about water and drought together. Boone used recordings of former U.S. Poet Laureate Philip Levine and then composed orchestral music around the narrative. The symphony starts out wet and rainy, and by the end, the drought is at hand. Two 44-quart bowls are played as instruments. There are thunderstorms, and at times, a faint trickle of water dripping can be heard.
Water, clear and cold.
The water at the beginning is coming down really steadily. At the very end, when they're holding up water bowls with drips, it's just barely dripping, and you don't know when it's going to run out or if it's going to run out. And my hope is they time it so that you might get one drop per 10 seconds. Beautiful, but in a bittersweet way after hearing thunderstorms and hearing raindrops and all of that.
The world was new. The world was clear. Rain fell. It has no.
The drought is showing no signs of letting up, and the hottest and driest part of the summer is upon us. So just maybe, there'll be more songs about the drought in the West to hit the charts. For Here and Now, I'm Ezra David Romero in Fresno.